everyone, and welcome to the Brick Built Podcast, your hub for LEGO informations, rankings, and more. I'm Mickey.
All right. I'm Mickey, and that's Ohm. And today we're going to finish our top 10 LEGO Star Wars sets list with part 3. Back to you for your number 2 as we're winding down.
75021 Republic Gunship from 2013. It was $120, 1,175 pieces. You got 7 figures, 2 super battle droids, a speeder, a clone pilot. Is that a captain?
Yeah, clone trooper red captain.
One. The red one, episode 2 Anakin and Obi-Wan and Padme. Now, it could have used one more pilot, but price per part is good. And while other Republic gunships might have more space and might be a little more canonical and doesn't have the rack of flick-fire missiles on the top, This one's just really fun to play with. It has a ramp on the back. I own it. I should mention that.
Ramp. I own it, too.
Yeah, I got this over the Palpatine's arrest.
I was wondering if that was it, because the timeline matches up.
And it's so sleek. That's the thing. Even if it's not as canonical, it's so much sleeker than all the ones before it. Mm-hmm. And again, the figures are all really exclusive, except for that the battle droids and the pilot. All the figures are really hard to get, especially for the time. Now, it does need another clone, because the Jedi aren't going to be shooting the guns, right?
Yeah. So
you need 4 clone troopers just in the gun turrets. There goes your whole army. Like, that's all I had. That's the one catch on this.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I mean, another thing that you could do eventually is, once you get a bunch of 501st, quote-unquote, battle packs, then this could be your 501st gunship with a couple color modifications.
Yeah, I was just going to keep the color and go for a 501st. It's good enough for me.
Yep. So, my number 2 is, I see your 75021 Republic gunship from 2013. And I raise you a 75021 Republic gunship from 2013.
Oh, that was a great surprise.
It's we have the exact same.
It's such a good set, though, right?
It's such a good set. I've had it since I think it was released, maybe. I got it for my birthday, I remember. It was awesome. Amazing. It has a ramp in the back.
Yes.
It has a speeder that goes... I find that the doors on the side always seem to break off. I don't know, it's just when I move it, either the... Normally it's the back one falls off. Normally the back, like, hinge.
Yeah, and then I think I modified it so it wouldn't break. Mm. Yeah, that's the one canon problem with this. The little shooter bubbles in the front should be moved more forwards. And there should be 2 doors on either side, like in the other iterations.
Yeah. I really like this set. I kind of wish there were, like, at least one more clone trooper minifigure, but, I mean, all the other minifigs are really good, so can't complain.
And you can replay the scene where Padme falls.
Okay. So now, before we get to our number 1 LEGO Star Wars set, quite possibly ever, we are going to do our honorable mentions. These honorable mentions are technically the 5 that would make up number 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. Yeah. Ohm did not rank them. I did, but sorry. I'll just present them all at once. These are the ones that were almost into our top 10, but we thought there were a couple of sets that were kind of better in our eyes. So, Ohm, would you like to give your top 10 first?
Okay, my top 15 in no particular order are 75036. Utapau troopers. I own that. I just wish it had more. One less airborne trooper. One more Utapau trooper. But the build is good and surprisingly accurate. It's not, I don't think it's a real thing, but it's really close.
Not real. It's not minifig scale. There's an actual droid. It's called the Octotara. Yeah. All of the listeners are now banging their heads against the wall because I don't know how to pronounce it.
We're nerds too, but the Octopara droid. This feels like a dwarf Octopara droid.
I wish that they had included a crab droid instead.
That would have been nice, but I think this is better than most. Like, this is better than a speeder.
Yeah.
Bad guy, right? They have someone to fight. Then there's Ultimate Space Battle, which was probably one of these that almost really got in. It was 7283. Ultimate Space Battle from like 2005. A droid tri-fighter, two vulture droids, two buzz droids, and then Anakin and Obi-Wan starfighter. So you could really play out the opening scene.
Yep.
Revenge of the Sith. But the vulture droids are not good at the time because their wings don't move. They're just like a static block. They can't transfer between modes. But I am less of a fan of the space battles and more of the ground battles.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's cheaper to do ground battles, right? Because you don't have to have as much of an army. Space battle, you can only have like one ship. Or at the same price, you could have a bunch of figures against a bunch of figures. Then there's 7666, Hoth Rebel Base. Limited edition with K-3PO, which is the white C-3PO. I have the red one. This is 2007, 500 pieces-ish. Snowspeeder, a door, turret, a couple of bad guys. Sorry for the feedback, people. And a crane. And a bunch of figures. It was one of the first ones nixed. It's cool, but ultimately, it's just so cool because it's a door. It's a really cool-looking door with some rare burps in, like, modeled blue and white, and it looks really cool, but it's just a cool door.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the Malevolence, 9515, from 2012.
Yes.
My thing about it, it's cool. I'd rather have the Invisible Hand. This is, like, the first time we got, like, a not Episode 1 Padme. You got a bunch of bad guys, Dooku and Grievous, and a couple of battle droid and a commander. And it's a nice set, but it's not minifig scale, and there's not that much playable interior.
Well, right? They can't really do minifig scale.
Yeah, it shoots out a bunch of things. It's good with the Y-Wing, again, but it just looks good on display. So not a great playset. And the last one was set 10178, the motorized walking app. It's a walking app. What more do you want?
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing. Okay, my top five, I'll be going one by one.
Okay.
We have my number 15, technically, is 75179, Kylo Ren's TIE Fighter, the TIE Silencer. It was in 2017, 630 pieces, came with Kylo Ren, a first order TIE pilot, a first order stormtrooper, and BB-90 for $80. I think this just looks amazing.
It looks great.
Yeah.
It only holds one person. It's not the right size for $80.
Mm-hmm.
And 70 would be nice for the price count and more figures. It's a one person thing. That's what bugs me.
Yeah. And then my number 14 is 10123, 2003's Cloud City.
14 only? Okay, what made you put it at 14?
I'm not sure. It might have been because it was, no offense, but it was 698 pieces for $100.
But, like, they're huge. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they are very big. And there's the giant landing pad.
No, but there are these humongous one-off base plates used
for
the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They never made again.
I really like this set. I just, again, it's, our lists are incredibly biased.
Yeah.
And that is there true. Were some other sets that if every single Star Wars set ever was on one very long shelf, I don't think I would get this set. I think I would get some of the other sets. Mainly, maybe it's just because I'm more of a spaceship, starship person and not really a location base.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, that's just me.
The rules were, be biased.
Yep. Number 13 for me is, this is one on Ohm's list, 8018, yes. The Armored Assault Take, AAT, from the Clone Wars, 2009, $50, Yoda, Clone Trooper, 3 Super Battle Droids, and 2 Battle Droids. I love this set. It has a ramp on it. The design is really cool. It looks like a separatist vehicle.
Yeah.
It looks like what you would think a droid tank would be like. It kind of has this droid look to it. Kind of almost looks like its own robot. But, yeah. I really like it.
Totally.
Number 12 for me is the 2018 Imperial TIE Fighter. Now I'm going to get a lot of hate about this.
Ooh,
this
yeah.
is one that I saw, and I'm like, this is kind of a weird set, but it is probably my favorite TIE Fighter. It's probably the best design of a TIE Fighter, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The cockpit looks the best to me. They use so many different techniques and building piles and pieces and everything. Although, the set itself, I don't know, but I like the set. The minifigs are...
It's a little chunky. But as a Lego thing, it's so fun. Because it's a complicated build. And Lego people, we love complex builds. Yeah, again, price count is what bugs me about this. Good figures, though. Good build.
Yeah, 519 pieces for $70.
Ideally, yeah. In an ideal world, this is $50. And I would
they included
buy
some sort of side build. Would have been nice, but...
Yeah, people are going to probably buy tons of these because that's to build armies, right? So you make a modular trench if you're doing a Mimban diorama, and then you have a modular trench.
Number 11, my last honorable mention, is the 2007 Trade Federation MT. It comes with a bunch of droids, 16 normal battle droids, a droidica, 2 battle droid pilots, and 2 battle droid security officers. Just so you guys know, the battle droid pilots are the ones with the blue torso. Battle droid security officers are the ones with the dark red.
I hate this droidica.
It kind of looks not really like a droidica. I think it looks too wide.
Yeah.
But this is like the MTT out of all 3 of them. If it's the most droids, I think it's the biggest, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And it retailed for $100 for 1,330 pieces.
And tons of figures. It's gold.
Yeah. It comes with, in the back of the droid, of the MTT, there is a small speeder that you can have one of your 2 battle droid pilots in. And actually, you can take out one of the 2 racks of battle droids and put it on that speeder to deploy them in war into battle. There's a weapons rack that you can also put on that speeder or where the droids are on the main rack. There's also a pilot area at the very top.
Yeah, what we're saying is this. If you own this set, please send it to us. We will willingly pay for postage. And if you own 2, even better, send it to both of us.
And that is my last honorable mention.
All right. I think your number one
is... Did I already say it?
Mine is 101-3 Cloud City from 2003. Oh. You're number 14. That's why I said that. You get everything except the Ugnaught, Chewie, and C-3PO. So it's modular. So you have, like, the balcony. You have a humongous landing pad, so you could put your Slave 1 or a Millennium Falcon there. The dining room with a working lifting door. You can have Luke and Darth fight. You can blast open the porthole to the... Not a bridge, but to the lookout point. And there are launchers to launch random things out of the walls at Luke. Yeah, and in the carbonite chamber, you turn a knob and Han goes down. And then you can push a thing. And, well, the new one's much more camouflaged. This is a smoother action. You push a thing and then he comes up as carbonite. It's old, it's chunky, but it has this classic aesthetic that I like. And it's modular. You can have this off the edge of a table, the weight's in all the right places, so the little bridge can go off, and you can, sorry for the audio problems, but you can pop off Luke's hand, and yeah. Mickey?
Yeah. I kind of already gave my thoughts about this, but I like this set. I'm not trying to say that this is a bad set. None of the sets on my list. None of the sets on my list or my honorable mentions are bad sets. They're all the best of the best Star Wars sets, in my opinion. It's just my bias about specific things in specific places for specific reasons didn't let this break into the top 10. I know you are more of a nostalgia person, so that might have figured something into it. This is still an amazing set.
Yeah, it's so much stuff to do.
It's just the way that everyone has their own criteria for what they think is a good set. There's just some things that everyone can kind of agree on or is a really good set. I think that this is one of those. It's one of the more earlier sets, even though it was like four years after the launch. But it's probably one of the greatest, if not the greatest, of those older sets.
Yeah.
And might be able to contend with some of these newer ones.
At number one.
It's just a set that I really like. It looks awesome.
You have it?
You can put a bunch of figures in it. I don't have it. I wish I had it. And now it's like $200 or something insane. But this set is 2015 75094 Imperial Shuttle Tidarium. 937 pieces for $100. 5 minifigs, comes with Han, Leia, Chewie,
Rex,
and 2 Endor troopers, one of which may or may not be Rex. Great price per part.
Yeah, figures I could ask from, I think, just a Wicket. Yeah, they're good.
Mm. I think what this was representing was that, like, one limbo period in between when they landed on Endor and when the speeder chase happened and they're just, like, walking around scouting. I think maybe they could have added an Endor Luke in his, like, in his uniform, which I don't actually think they've ever made a version. No, they have. But I think that would be kind of cool if they had that. This set is very cool, in my opinion. It has landing gear, wings that fold up to the correct angle and then fold down, pretty well-hidden spring-loaded shooters, a cockpit that can fit 2 minifigures.
And it has the right shaping compared to Imperial Inspection.
Yeah, but the inside can fit, as far as I know, 4 minifigures. Plus, there's a crate that comes with that you can store some explosive thermal detonators in. It has great value. In my opinion, pretty good minifigures. It's a ship with a pretty sizable interior that you can fit all the minifigures that come with the set in, plus some more if you have any more Endor troopers or you want to put Luke in there, or maybe just.
Mm-hmm. You combine this with the Ewok Village.
Yeah, we both have that. Ewok Village.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing with this is that it's not specifically an Endor Rebel ship that's disguised as an Imperial ship, but you can use it as an Imperial ship if you just use different minifigures, and it won't feel like the Empire stole a Rebel ship, because it is the Imperial ship.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just really like it. There's great shaping, great value, pretty good minifigures, great interior. I just really like this ship. I don't know what it is about me, but
yeah.
I wish I had it.
I wish the shuttle had less gray and more white. That's my one nitpick.
Yeah, there's a couple areas where it's gray.
Yeah, right in the middle.
On the main dorsal fin, if you can call it that, there's 3 different sized rectangles that are gray, which might actually be there on the normal ship. I'm not quite sure, but they've come a long way.
Yeah, Lego has.
In 10 years.
Yeah. I think this is a great pick. You've made me rethink my picks, and I think maybe you've rethought some of yours.
Yeah, there's a couple of mine that I'm rethinking right now. But hopefully, eventually in the future, in like 2 or 3 years, we'll maybe 2 to 4 years, once we've done a bunch more episodes, maybe we'll come back to this show and we'll make a new list and we'll compare and contrast with our list from this show, see if there's anything different, and that'll be fun in a long time, but we'll get there.
All right. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of the Brick Built Podcast.
you want to help us continue with the show, please rate us on whatever podcasting platform you're using. It really helps. Also, please subscribe to our show so that you can be one of the first to know when we have a new show up.
Remember, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and many more. Just ask a smart speaker to play the Brickbolt Podcast.
Thanks for listening, and have a great... Oh, I can't think of it. Let's do a Star Wars reference.
Day, morning, night, crimson dawn. And have a great life day.
Star Wars holiday special.